Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Good morning to everyone. Every time you feel good, you get up. Family's well. It's kind of an exciting start to the morning. Of course, the media does their best to create distractions, to create problems. But when you look at the real important things that are going on in life, none of that should really have any effect. And cover a couple of things here this morning, if I can find my little bottle of water here. Wait a minute. The media. You know, if you think about it, and you either psychoanalyzed yourself or went to a psychoanalyst, a psychotherapist, a psychologist, a clinical psychologist, a psychiatrist, and try to analyze the situation that's going on in the United States of America once. And I'm not saying there's a greater country now. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I have certain questions. After all the damage inflicted by Barack Obama and how I'm irate every day because he gets away with everything. Everything that our biggest enemy has turned into the media. All this talk is coming out every day now, every single day, about Rex Tillerson having called Trump a moron. Meanwhile, I've been going through different websites. It hasn't really been confirmed. What's been confirmed, and I'm not saying he doesn't think he's a moron. There are times I think he's a total moron. But the word is that that was a message that was shot through the system from some unrecognized journalist. And boy, I'll tell you, the CNN, MSNBC, as soon as they get this, NBC, they go crazy. Now, whether it's documented or what it isn't, this press has a tremendous tendency to take any news that could be interpreted as being positive and they turn it into something negative. What I'm asking, again, is for a basic understanding. The press is the moron, and the people who follow it are morons. And it isn't that significant. When I say it isn't that significant of a story, listen, I want to show you that I could have all my marbles. There's unrest in this administration. How could any reasonable person look at this administration and say there wasn't unrest in this organization. Trump hasn't even been able to fill half the jobs. A lot of it is impedance from the Democrats. There's no doubt they will do everything they can to ensure that that happens. So I want you to just kind of try to take these things instead, because there are other things out there that far supersede this. And one of them is the, this is the mystery. I think Trump is beginning to understand how politics work. Not as well as I understand, of course. Funny thing is, I actually believe that. But don't ask me to build a building or even hammer in a nail. So, we all have our talents. We all have our skill sets. This situation on Iran, and this is like one of the biggest mysteries, and I don't know whether it's intentional or not intentional, where Trump will come out. He'll make statements, and then he'll dramatically turn them around, pulling out the rug from under the congressman and from the media. Don't underestimate the guy. I don't know how much of it is contrived, and I think a lot of it is. Because when you look at the word, the definition of the word shrewd, whom does that fit better than Donald Trump? So I want to refer to the Iran deal. Trump, first thing we're going to do is the worst contract America has ever had. And I mean, from whatever I know, it is the worst. Why would Obama take the side of the mullahs against the Shiites? I mean, that's your first question. It's like saying he spent 20 years in Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church. Has anybody answered why? Oh, he never heard or saw anything. I see nothing. I hear nothing. You know, if you're going to lie, and I'm never an advocate of lying, but if you're going to lie, make it a good lie. That hasn't been done. And when you look at the question of Iran, there hasn't anything that's really been verifiable. The question is whether Trump should decertify Obama's Iran nuclear deal. Of course he should. He has to. I mean, how can there be any choice? So he does an about-face and passes on two opportunities. He's recertified the deal not once but twice. It's a question. Trump insisted throughout the 2006 campaign that the deal was the worst and most dangerous in the history of deals. I mean, you got all this news flying around on everything. We're not hearing anything about Iran because, you know, Chuckie Schumer and Congress won't talk about it. And that's including most Republicans. Shame on them. I'd like to vote just about every single one of them out. So 2 weeks ago, addressing the United Nations Assembly, he described this as an embarrassment. One of the worst, one of the most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. And under the statute that calls for presidential findings every 90 days, the president is actually recertifying, representing to Congress and the American people that Iran is transparently verifiable and implementing the agreement. Even I'm mystified by this one. I understand the fear that many of us are starting to get on coming up with a comprehensive immigration plan, even to talk about it. I think is in defiance of his principles. But when you talk about that, and you talk about this, and you talk about what we may do for the Dreamers, and all of a sudden, you're looking to buy the love of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? On one hand, he's saying it. On the other hand, I find it hard to believe. I have never said on this show, and I'm not saying it on this show, that Trump doesn't lie. He does. He's not in the category, if you want to categorize liars and really get psychoanalytical here, he's not in the category of Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, or Hillary Clinton. I mean, you have to take a 10-year degree in order to be that good or that bad because it's so transparent. But never in the history of this country ever has there been more of an enigma of a person high up in politics. I'm not just saying the presidency. It's amazing. And we're living in an upside down society. And when you have logical, intelligent, conservative people, how do you adjust? I haven't been able to. All right, we're going to come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
Girl Watcher.
You like that song?
What do you think? You know who sang that song?
No, who sang that song?
The Occasions. Do you know how to spell it?
Is it?
You spell it O-K-A-Y.
Oh.
S-S-I-O-N-S. Cute, huh?
Little fun fact. Thanks, Stu.
Yeah. That's one of my... That really is truly one of my favorite songs. So... If time passes and we never see each other again, I remember Stu Taylor. He was sometimes difficult to work with, but he loved the he loved I'm a Girl Watcher by
okay,
the Occasions.
I'm going to remember that about you.
Yeah. All right. Back to less pleasant stuff, because it could never be more pleasant than sitting here chatting with Laurie. But we both have an obligation. My obligation is to please you, the audience, and her obligation is to get on her hands and knees and scrub the floors and do everything she can. Actually, that won't help me, but to do everything she can in my best interest. All right. So we're back to, just kidding, Lori. So we're back to about the assertions that were made here and nothing was ever done. So what the Obama situation and administration, rather, shielded from congressional inspection. I still don't know. Here's the key. I said it earlier. Why would Barack Obama support the Muslim Brotherhood in every case? Why would Barack Obama support the mullahs over the Shiites? I'm not going to answer it. I'm just asking you. In my mind, I have a strong suspicion. And I'll just leave it at that. And I have no, listen, let me make this clear. I have absolute zero evidence of anything except what you see in the news. That's the only evidence. Is that indeed interpreted as evidence, or is it indeed interpreted as conjecture based upon the facts that you see? Remember, none of us here. You go to the highest possibility of someone who has information, Donald Trump. And then you get down through the media and here, and you get rumors and you get leaks, and then you get some great information. And with all the, they say fake news, with all the fake news, how are you supposed to come to grips with what's real and what isn't. So last week, the International Atomic Energy Agency was unable, I mean, think about this. It's supposed to be an international body, unable to verify that Tehran is implementing the deal. Inspectors going to sites. We've seen that from the days of Saddam Hussein. It really means very little because these people, I'll put them into one group, these dreadful enemies are really clever about hiding their tracks. And when you look at this deal, and we've been through it time and time and time again, it's so bad, especially when you give a payoff of, what is it, $500 million, $1.5 billion to Iran so they can use their money to go out and procure weapons. They're constantly violating the tenets of the agreement. And we sit here like dunces, knowing that the money that we gave them is being used to increase their nuclear arsenal. There have been a number of violations. So if someone says, well, you just can't do this based upon assumption, these violations aren't based upon assumption. Nothing has been really verifiable, or very little has been verifiable. What's verifiable is what Iran thinks will not hurt them in any way. So why isn't Trump doing anything? You know, build the damn wall. Cancel this deal with Iran. I don't have an answer for you on North Korea. Attack the issue of immigration. No more illegals coming in here. And are his hands tied, or is it because of the basic knowledge that for years Trump is not politically associated? Listen, he put in a great Supreme Court justice. He's done a lot of things that have kind of personified the conservative movement, although even I very seldom talk about that. I say I'm a conservative. But it's more than this ideological definition of which party you're from. I don't care whether you're from the right or from the left. If you're a left-winger in this country, are you happy that Iran has maintained its aggressive program of ballistic missile development? That's in defiance of Security Council regulations. Less than 3 months ago, Trump imposed new sanctions on regime officials. And here we are, Iran is exporting arms and personnel to fortify Assad's barbarism in Syria. And who is under threat? Israel. Israel's destruction is always a difficult issue to face. And you know, we're dealing with a country where two of the ballistic missiles it has fired were inscribed in Hebrew. Israel must be wiped out. If this isn't a classic slap in the face, I don't know what is. The mullahs are responsible for this tremendous Hezbollah buildup. And they've got over 100,000 missiles. So put that with North Korea and you got an opportunity for a catastrophic war. And there's still, that is Iran, is still death to the American regime. Like the Palestinians, death for Israel. I know I'd have to have a certain degree of unanimity and work with people in Congress, but I would under no consideration at all, either as a member of Congress or the President of the United States, to give an inch. And we're doing it every day. We're still doing it today, to a degree only. All the cards aren't on the table yet. All right, we're going to come back. This is Stu Taylor.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest.
All right, we return, and I love young entrepreneurs who, in spite of the many, many obstacles facing them, and we've done a number of shows on entrepreneurship, steadfastly remain when they have a reasonably high probability of success. I mean, there are those who just can't seem to cut the cord, but there's a new, brand new product out by a young lady who was the CEO of a company called Lystr, L-Y-S-T-R. And it's a device, I'm going to let her tell you about it. It's placed in the kitchen that scans grocery items before users discard them. It's good for me because I write things down. I don't remember where I wrote them. I go to write them down, and I never write them down, and I can't remember. It's not a good healthy sign emotionally. And this device won't cure that, but it will help you when you're food shopping. And with today's hustle and bustle society, I think this is becoming more and more and more important. It should be dealt with less and less and less time. Kara Scanlon, the CEO, joining us. It's a pleasure. Congratulations. Quite innovative.
Thank you, Stu. I'm delighted to be on the show talking to you this morning.
Well, it's great to have you on. And, you look at different devices, and there are more and more and more of them. I don't know what the percentage rate is. I know what the percentage rate is for successful businesses, but, I mean, there's an alarm clock that's intended for making video calls and waking you up. There's a wallet designed to block RFID signals, and something I should get, except it would all, the alarm would always be going off. A posture detection device that could tell you if you're not sitting up straight. That won't work with me. So, tell us a little bit about your background, and I mean, you've got quite an impressive background, and what really led to this idea? My guess is it had to be something personal.
Yeah, so my background professionally has always been in business, mostly financial services and insurance, and I was getting my MBA at University of Chicago this was back in 2014 and 2015. I was busy, you know, working full time and getting my MBA at night, and had the darndest time, you know, similar to you, had pieces of scrap paper trying to remember what I needed, or I would send myself an email or write it down, send myself a text message, just trying to keep track of what I needed at the store. And I will never forget the day. There was one day that I left running out of the apartment, probably almost late for work, and I had left a box of oatmeal on the counter. I left it on the counter right by the trash can, but I didn't throw it away because I knew as I was leaving I needed that visual reminder to remind myself that I needed to get it at the store that night. Again, I didn't write it down, and lo and behold, I get home from the store that night, and everything besides that darn box of oatmeal was in my grocery bag. And at the time, I saw a wall behind it or a cabinet to the side, and I remember thinking to myself, if there was something just stuck here on my wall or on the side of my cabinet that had a barcode reader and I could swipe this and then toss it, that would make my life easier. So I actually set out to investigate what solutions were out there and how other people were managing this, and found kind of a lot of consumers without a great solution. And a lot of like bifurcated processes. So, you know, people would write stuff down on, again, on scratch paper, or would send text messages to each other, let's say if it's a cohabitating couple or family. And then there was always a, you know, an email before going to the store. Is there anything else we need? So found this commonality that a lot of people had a hard time keeping track of this and communicating among family members what everybody needed. So set out to build a better solution.
Well, you've obviously come a long distance. You've got a very competent staff. I've been through your website, and yet you've gotten, I mean, where can you get better training at the University of Chicago for an MBA? You can't, but it's amazing to me the naivety of a lot of businesses. You know, they get excited over a product or a service. They develop it, and then they do the marketing.
Yep.
What did you find out in the marketing in terms of competition, in terms of a price comparison, that led you to move on? Was this a grueling bit of research? And this is kind of a little pedantic for those thinking of starting businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I was still at my full-time job, and I just pursued Lister on the side for almost a full year, trying to make sure, you know, that there was market demand and that customers were willing to pay a price that was, you know, more than what it would cost me to make it. So doing a lot of that research, I think, early on helped validate the need, and just being very open-minded about it, you know, coming into the discovery process with customers, just observing them in their kitchen. You know, how do their kitchens look? How do they operate around the kitchen? What do they do when they're out of something? Do they add it to their grocery list when they're out or when they're almost out? All of these little things, I think, that it's so important as an entrepreneur not to go in and think, you know, I have this product and I have this solution and I'm going to sell it to you. It's much more about understanding the consumer and their problems and, you know, is this even the right solution to solve the problem? And to your point about, you know, developing a product versus marketing, it's marketing, you know, as challenging as physical product development is, marketing it and selling it is even more challenging.
Give out your website, Kara, and that's the first part of the question. The second part is this product market ready? Can people get this product?
Yeah, so we actually just launched on Tuesday on Kickstarter. So we are doing a crowdfunding campaign, and the way these sites work is, you know, we set a goal of $50,000 in our case, and we've got 30 days to raise the $50,000. And assuming we're successful, then we commit to shipping product to customers in our case, in 4 months. So the product right now is we're done with product development, but it's not on the market for sale yet. We have some, you know, we've got to build up inventory a little bit, and that's what some of the fixed costs from for example, Kickstarter are for. So it's available for pre-order today, and we'll be shipping in February.
All right. Do you want to give any detailed information out other than the website that I gave you so people can follow this?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is GetLister, GetLyster. com, and if you go there, it will there's a button right on the front page to take you to the site where you can pre-order it.
All right. It's a fascinating product, and what I tell everybody when something like if this interest comes along, and I see a lot, many I don't recommend, and I'm not going on here to talk about guests I've had on where I haven't recommended their products, because this show is done in kind of a different format. I'm not an endorser. I'm not a funder. I'm here to have the guest present opportunities. But I think it should go up on the website. It's lystr.com, correct?
Oh, it's get, so GetLyster.
Oh, okay. Repeat that again.
Yep. Um, G-E-T, get, L-Y-S-T-R, Lister.com.
All right. You really should check this out. Check it out for yourself. Then you can't blame anything on me. But, I mean, this looks like this looks to be a very, very practical product. I'm going to ask you, you're going to be able to stick around for another segment, aren't you?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Before we get to that segment, because we may have to continue this, I'm sure we will, as I begin the next question here. But can you talk more about what it was like from whether this was bootstrapped, whether you looked at angel investors, we looked at venture capitalists, and I don't know whether we're talking enough here for startup, and I don't want any confidential information. How to get the company up and started, all the way through to the concept of the final product, what that process was like. And I'll tell you what, great timing on my part. We're going to go to a break. We're going to have to do it when we get back. I'll try to make the question more succinct. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, Stu Taylor back, and I'll make the repeat of this last question so succinct that nobody will remember what the first question was, but I'll turn it right over to Kara. I'm sure she'll clear things up because we want to cover a lot here. What about that process from launch to concept to final product? Obviously, you could spend an hour talking about it. What is it that you'd like to highlight for aspiring entrepreneurs?
I would go back to just understanding your target customer and really understanding the problem that you're trying to solve before, you know, building a solution. And I think that it's a lot of hard work. I wouldn't recommend going for it full time unless you are really committed and really know what you're getting yourself into. There's a lot of communities out there as well. So in Chicago, we have a handful of incubators and co-working spaces where I have gotten incredible mentorship. This entrepreneurship is hard enough that to try to go it on your own would just be a silly decision. And that's I would also say for early entrepreneurs that building out a team and finding other people that you enjoy working with and you enjoy working with 12 or 14 hours a day is so important. Again, going it on your own is very challenging, and finding people to work with, I think, is
all right.
Useful.
The product is Lister. I did not reintroduce that at the beginning of the segment. So let me give you the website. It is GETLYSTR.com. You really should check this out. It's really fascinating. And having checked it out, how did you arrive at the pricing? And was there any products that are comparatively pretty much the same that you were able to use as a barometer? You know, thinking about many projects I've been involved with, you look at the pricing structure, it doesn't fit, you don't move ahead. You don't move ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So our product is available for $99 for pre-order right now. And then once we go to market, it'll be $119. And in terms of comparables, so we looked at the biggest competitor, and what we hear a lot is the Amazon Alexa speaker. And Amazon also has these dash buttons that you can stick to your dishwasher or your washing machine, and it you know, for example, a button that says Tide. And when you're low on Tide, you press a button and it reorders the product from Amazon for you. And the Alexa speaker does a little bit of a similar thing in that you can tell her to add something to a shopping list for you. So in terms of those products, between the two of them, they accomplish some of what we're trying to do. But our real value proposition is, you know, for the consumer in the kitchen when they're running low on something, to not have to yell at a speaker, to not have to, you know, have a dash button for every single thing that's in their pantry. Just having a, you know, one platform, one piece of technology that can keep track of everything that you need with just a swipe. And I also point to the fact that consumers shop at an average of 5.4 different outlets, types of stores for groceries. So to be tied to Amazon to buy everything, you know, just doesn't, it's not what our research has told us that consumers want. And actually, when you look at millennials, surprisingly, that number jumps from 5.4 to 5.9. So they want what they want, when they want it, where they want it. And, you know, having that really seamless way just to keep track of what you need is useful. And again, providing that independent platform so you can get it wherever you want.
Long-term plans are always difficult. Projections. There used to be companies 10, 15, 20 years from now. Now it seems like you've got monthly meetings. Technology is changing so fast. It's kind of frightening to think that you got to keep up with your competitors, because a month after going into production and getting it on a product, all of a sudden the market changes and your product becomes defunct. What do you, and that's not the case obviously all the time, but it's a concern. What are your growth plans for the future? How far ahead are you looking at, and what impact do you expect to have?
Yeah, our roadmap, we usually look 3 to 5 years ahead, kind of for longer term, medium to long term planning. And where we're going is enhancing the services that we're providing to customers in every which way possible. So right now we're just focusing on this problem of creating the grocery list and making sure that you have what you need. But in the next couple of years, we'll be turning our focus more on the back end side. So how do we facilitate you ordering your food, your groceries from your local grocery store? So if, let's say, you want to get, you know, toilet paper and paper towels, if you always get those from Target, let's see if we can partner with Target, and Tuesday night, you know, you've got all these things on your list, send you an email and go ahead and have Target make your basket or pick it up for work after work on Wednesday. Those kinds of integrations and ways that we can continue to enhance the product to consumers are where we're going to be focusing on once we get the physical product out in the market.
All right. In conclusion, I can't believe we run out of time here. What were the biggest obstacles you faced doing this? And was there ever a time where you said, I can't stand it, I'm going to throw in the towel?
Yes. Yeah. You know, once a month. there are constantly obstacles and challenges. And, you know, you just pick yourself back up and keep moving. And I'm an athlete, was a competitive runner in college. And there's, you know, I have a high tolerance for pain and a bit of a resiliency in me. And I think the biggest thing is just to not, you know, not think about, not let those obstacles and not think about it, just kind of, you know, acknowledge it. And if there's a problem, you have to address it and solve it, but just plow forward. You know, you have to do it for yourself, but also for your company and for your team.
All right. You have the heart of a winner and obviously the intellect behind it. I wish you all the success in the world. Kara Scanlon, the product, LYSTR. Just easier to Google it. You'll get all the info. Kara, continued success. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Yes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,